I'm Melanie.
Hi, I'm Huda.
Hi, I'm Safa.
Hi, I'm Sadra.
And you are listening to
Min Huna,
Finding Refuge in Friendship. Ismi Melanie.
Ismi Huda.
Ismi Safa.
Ismi Sadra.
We're here at Safa and her daughter Sadra's house. Thank you so much for talking to us today.
Can you introduce yourself for us?
Ana ismi Safa.
Okay. Hi, my name is Safa. I have in America my daughter, her name is Sadra, and my little son, his name is Mohammed, okay. And he is just 6 years old.
You came to here without your husband. Can you tell us why he's not with you here?
First of all, I was in Syria, then I moved to Egypt because of the civil war in Syria. So when I moved to Egypt, I spent 1 month in there, then I moved to Jordan because I have friends there. I was there with my whole family, with my daughters, my son, and my husband. And then when the international organization for immigration called me, and they said, if you want to immigrate to America with your whole family, I said yes, but my two daughters gonna stay in Jordan because they are already married and they have babies, so they don't need to come with me to America. And we did a couple of interviews with my husband and with my little son and with Sadra, my daughter. And then because that my husband has a store and the work that he was working illegal. So because of that, they sent him back to Syria with a lot of Syrian people because that was illegal to work in Jordan. After that, I took the position that I'm gonna immigrate to America with my son and with my daughter. And that was not easy to me because I really need my husband.
For people who are in refugee status in Jordan, mm-hmm. It's not legal to work exactly. In a lot of settings, which makes it very hard to live.
They were clear with me, and they told me when I was in Jordan that I can do like a case for to him, and it calls a reunion, so I can apply for him, and he can come to me. And they said it just gonna take 6 months. And as I said, I have been in Tucson for 1 year and 6 months. I got his approval, but I'm still waiting for his visa.
To make sure folks understand clearly, your husband has been approved to come to America. Your dad has been approved to come to America. So you've been waiting for 6 months after getting the approval that your dad can come be with your family in America.
Yes.
How do you feel having made this application and done everything right? And you're waiting, and how does that feel?
Okay, so when I got the approval in my mailbox, I was really happy because, like, that was a really big step. And I was waiting for it. I was waiting for it almost a year.
So as you are, like, close to my age, can you tell me your feeling about, like, you are living without your dad?
Oh, that's really hard, and it's hurt. It's hurt really bad because, like, in this age, you really need your dad. You need his support. Yeah, and I'm doing everything so he can be happy of me.
Awesome. I'm sure your dad is proud of you.
And your mom too.
من هنا ننتظر قلوبنا تكتمل بلقاء الأحبة.
From here, we are waiting our hearts to be whole.